Yes.
You guys are gonna be YouTube famous.
Or infamous, one of the two. Well, did we ever get an update? I know we got one from the trap club. Did we get an update from the water swimming group?
I have not received anything from them.
Okay.
So, meet
with you? We can go through it when we get into the meeting, and that may be best to do that. I think the trap club's letter helps narrow at least. So we'll go into that when we get into it. But
did you guys see that, the letter from the trap club?
I didn't see one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And the keyboard if you really want. And the updated one?
We are waiting on you.
No pressure.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, look at that. That was quick. That's responsive. Public officials.
Hello.
Hi, I have his number.
Mine?
Yeah, make sure you're wearing clothes.
All the time. Day in and day out.
Last time I was on my way up to girls' camp with a car full of girls. And
we ever get the budget?
I
administration building plus an energy on that. The visitor center. There was some times I missed because it was just trying to get totally out of those places.
Huge commitment.
It is.
I don't know how you do it. After we talked, I called Megan and asked her. She would go and talk to the attorney.
Oh, did she?
She did.
Beforehand or after?
After.
Oh.
Yeah. And.
I'm Frank Davis.
Hi, I'm Ivy Johnson.
Meet you.
Ron Riddle.
Nice to meet you. Oh,
you too.
Nice to meet you. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'll figure it out, I guess.
Good.
Like the rest of us. Anyway, so what she wants the money for is to, I don't know what she wants, which I don't know, is to purchase equipment that the pool will own. So I'm like, why not just go through Leisure Services and make sure that that's, can you earmark?
It can. You could do it that way.
You could do it that way because it's stuff like ley lines that would be used for the community, for the swim team, for everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why didn't you come at it from that angle? She's like, I don't know.
Well, it's hard when you look and see, oh, geez, we have the opportunity to get this money.
Yes.
And
you realize. Yeah. But there's a lot of reason for the city to make the pool profitable. So if she can purchase equipment that will make the pool more profitable, then it's more likely to. Anyway, so.
They struggle. They struggle with the wanting to.
Yeah. So. Why is that? So
we'll talk about that
on another time.
I can tell you.
Really, I would like to know that a lot because it could be more profitable.
I've tried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Megan would like to run program. Because I think she's so different. I think she would make it more profitable.
It's hard because that's the deficit of it. It's huge.
Yeah. So for three. So why not make it work?
It's hard.
But it could be done.
Mm-hmm. Some of these places are getting better all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Diamond City Arena.
Uh-huh.
It's it's to where it's a little above breaking.
Oh, nice. So it's actually in the black.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It is. But they do men's
houses. Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, easy enough. All right, is everybody on the board ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So those of you who don't know me, Randall McCune, city attorney. Ron, sorry, you know me. For this board, since you meet just a couple of times a year, you have kind of just an ad hoc choice for your chair. So if you would like to nominate, second, and then vote for a chair, that person will then run the meeting so you don't have to listen to me the whole time.
Can I nominate Ron? Let him do
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor? I'm assuming you're in favor since it was your motion, and Ron, you have no choice now because you've been outvoted.
Yeah. That's unusual for me, huh? All right. So, are we just going to follow what's on the screen?
Well, the reason why I put that on there, because we weren't sure if everybody received this. This is from the Trap Club.
Okay.
They were one of the main two that I had put in my memo to you guys that had I had some concerns.
Okay.
That some of their requests did not meet the letter of the law, what the ordinance said.
So, can we talk about, since we have some new people, and I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but there are some if we want to call it stipulations, but there's some regulations that we really have to follow as far as the way we understand, issue, and use RAP tax money. Mr. McCune, as I talk about it, would you, if I overstep, can you fill in for
me? Sure, happy to.
So RAP tax money comes from specific items that are sold within our community. And it's a tax of 1/10 of one penny, isn't that right?
Yes.
And that money is set aside, and it's set aside specifically for three items: parks, recreation, and arts. And through the years, when it first came into being, the city council decided that there was more parks and recreation than there is arts. Now, if you are in the arts world, you don't believe that. Because I hear that from one person very regularly who's in the arts program, who's in the arts world, a very big player in the arts world. And I get no text in the last few days because of this from this individual. So she is very opinionated about the arts and recreation.
Passionate.
It's beyond passionate, I think. But that's the way it was decided a couple years ago. We changed that just slightly. I think we are at, our percentage is 66 and 33. Isn't that our percentage?
Yeah.
66 goes to parks and recreation, 33% goes to the arts. So as that money is used, now this is my understanding, and this is what I believe that I understand fairly well, that the money that comes from RAP tax needs to be used so that it can benefit the largest amount of individuals who it is used by. Now, as we talk about that, everybody feels that, hey, my program benefits everybody. Just to touch on, because the biggest one I get after this is all done is, wow, these arts people get this money. It goes to, for example, the children's something theater, musical theater. And they say, wow, you're giving that to a bunch of kids. How does that benefit everybody? Well, what they do is most of that money that goes to the arts, how it is used for the benefit of everyone is oftentimes, or most of the time, they rent the Heritage Theater and they go there, they practice, they use it. That money actually comes back directly to the city. And then because of the RAP tax money that's given there, oftentimes there is no fee. When you go watch that production, anybody can show up, and oftentimes they don't charge for it. Most of those don't, because they received RAP tax money. It goes to pay their fee at the Heritage Theater, and it basically comes directly back to the city. As we look for parks and recreation, I know the largest one that we've used that for, in the last year, I believe, was Discovery Park. Is that correct? And my mother is 89 years old. She walks around okay, but she can't play on the stuff, but she can go with us to the Discovery Park to watch our grandkids. So that's kind of how it benefits everybody. And so that's kind of the, if we want to call it, stipulation of how the RAP tax money works. Randall, is that, what would you add to that?
So what I would primarily add is just kind of the boring technical stuff.
Okay.
Right? So Ron has covered the big image as to why we do this, right? The voters supported this. We all have our own reasons, but primarily I think those of us that voted for it is because we did. We wanted to make our community even better than it already was, and true. Generally, that is to benefit as many people as possible. So a few things that matter the most for this group as you address this today is with regards to what is an absolute necessity legally to even receive funds from this. So the first one you can see on your screen there is a definition for nonprofit. We are not allowed to provide any of this money to any person or organization that is not qualifying as a nonprofit. Now, there are different ways to qualify. Your most common one is your 501c3 or government. Most of what you have before you today is absolutely that. I won't tell you a lot of what to do other than in this case, I will tell you, you cannot give any money to the guy who wanted the dog park because he never gave us information about a nonprofit group at all. So he is simply legally ineligible. Okay? He'll either need to come back next year with a nonprofit or convince Leisure Services that that's what they want to build next year, and then they can come in and bring it in.
Yeah.
So that's the number one. The rest of them, as far as I can tell, qualify for that. We went through everything. I even double-checked on state and federal websites. They're all fine.
Okay.
It's just that one that I really struggled with. The next one is you get down to your qualifying expenses, so that's M. We don't do operating expenses for Parks and Rec. So those can be used for arts. We always interpret this. It's not the only way to interpret it, but it's the way we've always interpreted it. You can't do that for Parks and Rec. Otherwise, they'll start using it for the Aquatic Center, and nothing cool will ever be built because that's pretty much their annual budget for operating expenses.
Yeah.
So that was intentional. We didn't want to have that, and that's true for everybody else. We don't want to cover for coaches. We don't want to cover for those kind of travel expenses. Some of those are literally covered for arts. So don't ever compare those two because the law is written differently. So what we do is we look at the cost to construct facilities for qualifying recreational facilities. So that is interpreted kind of by itself. That is what you're looking for. And then that's where the fun gets to is what a recreational facility is. I apologize. I told you this was I'll say nerdy now. Recreational facility means any publicly owned or operated park, campground, marina, dock, golf course, playground, athletic field, gymnasium, swimming pool, trail system, cultural facility, or other facility used for recreational purposes. This is not our definition, by the way. We stole it from the state. So that's what you're mainly looking for is either publicly owned or operated. So as you're going through these today, please pay attention to that. I cannot say we've always been perfect at this.
We haven't. I know.
A number of years ago, we bought some goals. Yes. For a local soccer club.
We did.
Being part of one of those soccer clubs, that did not go well. We did not play well together in the sandbox. Mm-hmm. That is not untrue for lots. I'll give you two updates in that regard from the meeting. Oh, I hit the wrong button. That is no. So two of the groups last time had some issues, and the board was kind enough to bring that up to them. This one was one of them. It's the Trap Club. So the Trap Club is located on city property. So we own the facility, if you want to go with that broad of an interpretation. We do not own the trailer. We don't want to own the trailer, not unless Ken suddenly wants one.
And in that respect, we do not own the machines that they use to operate that.
I will not give an opinion on that one because some of those machines are affixed to the ground.
They are.
So there could be a legal claim to that one, so careful on that one.
Okay.
It's something to think about, right? Is this something that, let's say we even could make a legal claim to owning it because it is affixed to our land, do we want it? So if the Trap Club left, most likely the city would say, please take that with you.
Yep.
We don't want it. Even though we could make a legal claim, sure. So that's why he submitted this update that you see in front of you. Removing the portion that related to the window replacement in the clubhouse itself. And I'll absolutely agree with him. I've been in that clubhouse. Yeah, those windows need to be replaced. But that is not a fixture. We have no ownership interest. We don't operate it. So we don't meet either of the two requirements for owning or operating that. The property itself, and he wants to put the fencing on there, would meet the letter of the law. Because at that point, once that fence is in place, it is a fixed to our property, we technically own it.
Okay.
Now, whether you want to give it or not is entirely up to you. I'm just telling you it meets the minimum requirements. The other one, let me jump over to our lovely little spreadsheet. Why do I have the wrong one? Or is it just a different tab and I moved it?
There we go.
Well, I'm still doing arts. There we go. Okay, I went too far. Okay. So you have under here a number of ones that are coming through. The other one that I discussed it with was the water polo. Is anybody here from water polo? Okay.
They're not.
They can't defend themselves. Okay, so they were also told, hey, this doesn't feel like it meets the requirement. So they came in and discussed it with me. They were told to go talk to Kenny. I don't know if they did. Okay, perfect. So what I had indicated to them is there are certain expenses we absolutely just cannot cover. That includes your coaching expenses, going to tournaments, things like that. Again, allowed in the arts field, not allowed in the Parks and Rec Leisure Services side. Sure.
So they did come visit me, and we talked about some of their needs, and some of their needs can qualify for us to be interested, like lane lines and some of the things that we can use from 5 a.m. to midnight that apply to everyone. Are we ever going to try to chase swim caps? No, that's not what we're doing. But there are some things like sound panels and lane lines and some of those things that they have interest in that also benefit us operating day-to-day in the aquatic center. So we agreed that those things in future can move forward with us. So
okay, that's okay. Great.
That's our discussion.
And that was the conversation I had. I said, okay. Any equipment you have, if Leisure Services, the city owns it, it would meet the letter of the law. I says, the really only question is whether or not Kenny wants them. And so I'm glad they had that conversation. We don't have, like the Trap Club, where he separated it out for us. Thank you. We didn't get an update like that from the Water Polo Club. I was hoping they would give us something. Can so that you would know how to separate it.
Yeah. I talked to Megan today. She gave me some numbers, which I don't have in front of me. But I think that if we gave her a chance, she would make the pool more in the black than in the red. Like through the program, she sees potential for.
Right. And this is one of those that in my conversation with them, I think she has some good ideas. They're just not in front of you. And so that makes life a lot more difficult is how do you make a recommendation to provide when you don't know what you're basing it on?
So the other, in that, I think you made an interesting comment there because we actually have a time frame, the RAP tax money, that we know how much it is, and then we know when we have to give the okay to start using that money. So there's kind of a window of opportunity for all the groups who do it. I know you guys already know that. So, and Leisure Services does, all these other people do. But just to clarify that, there is not the window is closing Tuesday, Wednesday?
That's our hope.
It's Wednesday, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the goal, is to have it on the council agenda for next week.
So
that's, again, that's where you're kind of stuck. I felt like the arts board had to pull itself back a few times, too, where people would make recommendations that weren't supported by what was provided. And the arts board did a pretty good job of going, can we drop that recommendation to what we can support? They didn't say it that way. That was my reading of it. I would ask you to do the same. Don't make a recommendation if you don't feel like you could support why. Because otherwise, when you send it to the council, they may not give your opinion a lot of weight. They frequently do in this arena. In other areas, they might not. But on this one, they often give a lot of weight
to
what you recommend.
Yep.
But if you just throw out random numbers, you may find that they don't think you put a lot of effort into it. That makes sense. So anyway, that was the part I wanted to mainly cover.
Okay.
I didn't get any additional updates from the other groups. Those are the two that I talked to the day after the previous hearing. So hopefully that's enough. Other than that, I will hand it back to Ron.
Okay, in this situation, we have the opportunity. If you have a question of the individuals, of Leisure Services, and these individuals are from SUU, I don't know your name, sorry. I know one of you. I've known you quite a long time. But if you have any questions of them, we can ask them. The opportunity today is not represent what was presented 3 weeks ago. But if we have questions on how you feel, Robert or Frank, if you have questions for these individuals, or Ivy too, if you have questions, please ask them to clarify, and then we will make a recommendation. And I apologize. I think I forgot to hit send for mine? You didn't get it, because I can see that, because it would be on here if you did. So, now's the time for the board to discuss what we feel we should do. So if you have something you want to discuss, let's do it.
I've read all the information that was sent to me, and I watched the meeting from 3 weeks ago. I'm still trying to absorb it all.
Okay. All right. Okay. Frank, did you have something?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I was basically notified shortly.
You were. Both of you were.
And I did watch everything, read everything that I could. My one question for SUU, did you get any answers from SUU as to how much they were going to do and what they were going to be responsible for?
So I'm Josh Anderson, and we have talked to some of our departments, and there's discussion. So we are committed, I just want to make clear, to do all that we can on the disc golf course to maintain that relationship. But we're just looking for additional funds to help, you know, when materials have to be supplied. So in the meantime, I don't know what the decision of this board is, but we are committed to do what we can with the resources that our department has been given. And I know Mindy's committed. You know, she wants to be a good community partner. At this time, it's not a super high priority. And I guess I shouldn't say that on behalf of the university. But just because of level and, you know, the educational value, we have to make that, you know, we have to justify the funds we're putting into the golf course based on an educational value. So we did that initially when the course was put in because it was a master's student who wrote the agreement. But when we go back, we have to justify if we're putting any more money into that. So we're going to do the best we can with the I know I've talked to Summer Games, and they've committed some funding to help us out a little bit. So we'll continue to do volunteer work out there and get students out there where we can. But we're just a little bit limited. So we'll continue conversations at SU. But we're really just looking to try to – we really do want to you know, fulfill the agreement, and I'm sure Randall will, it sounds like we need to come talk to the city council and figure out what the reasonable terms are so that we can fulfill that agreement within reason. So
I think one of the things, just to kind of touch on your point just a little bit, because I have a really, don't take it personally, a big gripe with this whole situation. But the other part is the BLM. The BLM has dropped the ball on their portion in a big way, and I think that affects what SUU does there. And I don't want to speak for the two city employees in the back, but I don't think that's our responsibility to take on what they committed to do. So I think that affects you quite a bit.
Yeah, agreed. And we... you know, we work with the BLM, but we can't dictate what they do either. So, we remain committed as much as we can, but we do have some restrictions. So,
all right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ivy, did you have something you wanted to touch on, go over, mention?
I voted to give the water polo just enough money for goalposts because I feel like the potential, like, what the club pays to the city for use of the pool, I think benefits it a lot. Kind of the same with the arts theaters. But the goals that they presently have right now are an accident waiting to happen. They're really heavy, very cumbersome. No one has goals like this. It is like only a matter of time before someone's seriously hurt. People have had little accidents, but nothing like really big. They're just too heavy and too cumbersome. So I feel like it would be a good thing for both the city and the team if they had something safer to use. I think that they do need other... I think the potential for building, making the pool more profitable is there. Megan's very resourceful and committed and has vision to pull more community into it. And because it's such an expensive facility to run, I think that would be a good idea. But at least if they had enough money to purchase goals, then I think maybe at a later time they could add to the facility.
Okay.
Are those goals stationary?
No. They have to be put in and taken out every day for practice.
And how much was that?
Around 9,000.
About 9,000.
About 9,000.
Does that include the work on the pool deck to accommodate them?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't
know. So that'd be a good question for Megan. I don't know the answer to that.
That affects day-to-day maintenance.
They just have little holes that they fit into. I don't think the size, because the size doesn't change. That's regulated. It's just the weight.
Okay.
And just so you know, what I'm trying to go through is I'm just trying to see if they have that spelled out as the cost.
I can't remember that was in there.
And I'm not seeing it. So this is their kind of their expenditures, income kind of stuff overall. But this is past. Then we get to their proof of nonprofit. The only other thing I'm seeing is they talk about what it is, and then they give us a cost total.
Yeah, I think Megan didn't understand when she came into this, but yeah.
So that's going
to
be...
She would need to come in and, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I mentioned before, is that some of their things could qualify with cooperation of, you know, leisure services, but we just don't know.
You just don't have it in writing.
So it's really hard to know the cost of anything if we don't have it
sitting
in front of us. Some of the other ones actually literally, like... Here's a picture, and here's the online cost for it.
Yeah.
Ken Nielsen, Leisure Services. So in our discussion with Megan, that was some of the aspects that we discussed, right? Because it's our facility, and they have to be stored at our facility.
Yeah.
So, and we have no programming that uses the goals. The goals are just
for
water
polo. Right.
So we discussed those items. And so I think she understands that to go to Marcy and talk to the aquatic manager and go through the process of what fits in our facility and what fits in our programming and what fits for you, I think is understandable between us two. And I think she realized that. She goes, I wish I would have come and talked to you before. I wouldn't have even gone to RAP because I would have just come through you. And I told her, we are not as leisure opposed to ask for things for the aquatic center. It's our facility, but we also ask for things throughout the whole city. So I think there's an understanding there moving forward that she knows how it works, if that makes sense.
Okay. Do we want to hear very quickly, efficiently from Leisure Services or from the Cedar City Trap Club in any way? Does anybody have any questions towards those groups? Particularly. Rotary Club is not represented today?
No, so they're out of town.
Okay. If we don't have any other questions, any concerns, the thing to do now, Rhett, sorry. Could we pull that back up? Yep, perfectly. If there's no other questions, we're to the point we could make a motion, have that seconded and have it voted on, and that's what would be our recommendation for the Parks and Rec RAP tax money that is here.
Ron, do you by chance have the numbers you were going to put in? Do you have them with you? Are they on your phone?
No, I don't even have anybody at the shop who could access it because it's through this My City stuff.
Okay.
Mine probably are very close to Chad and to Mark. I've thought a little bit about it since we've talked a little bit about the Trap Club and the deal of fencing. And I think that was... The fencing was 10,000 what? $10,788, so roughly $11,000. I believe, you know, $10,788.28. I would probably take that, probably follow pretty closely with Mark, but I would probably give the trap club the that amount. That leaves us still with a little bit of extra money in our situation. As we do not use it all, we've never, since I've been here, we've never had it where we haven't used, taken every penny. Do you ever remember that, Randall?
Leisure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just we haven't allocated every penny that was allowed.
Yeah, and I think other than preservation funds that have kind of sat sometimes, yeah, we've typically had way more requests.
Because there is a little wanted money that comes through that the arts people set aside, but we've never really done that.
Yeah, it just rolls over. So the ordinance requests that it be spent in that year, but then it also says what to do when it's not.
Yeah.
And it just goes into the unallocated funds, and it'll just be available next year.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So those would be my recommendations. I don't know if Robert and Frank, if you have any recommendations that you want to add in there.
I do on the trap club. I think it's a good idea for security reasons.
I agree.
You know, and liability. If somebody to get on the property and fall down, then they end up trying to sue the city.
Well, it's even liability when they're using it and or after of somebody getting into
Correct. What
they have.
Yes. Well, I think it's a win-win, too, because it's stationary and it's part of city property.
It is.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right, so we would need to go with a motion in a second. We can vote and make a recommendation, unless we have any other questions. Do you have any other counsel, Randall, at the present
time? No, I mean, in the end, based on the numbers you have here, yeah, you have enough to be able to make a recommendation. And obviously, if you want to make a modification to what's here,
okay,
that's fine, too. Whoever makes a motion can do that.
Okay.
What's the difference in the Rotary Club request for $143,000 and $200,000?
So the Rotary Club has an additional project with what they're doing. And I believe it's all on the east side of the East Canyon Park. Is that correct? West side. And that, it was way, was it 400 and something thousand? No, it's... This year that they asked for, it was at 800? It was 600 and something.
What they're asking for on this one?
Yeah. Well, the project is the whole project is about a $800,000 project that they're still raising money for, looking money for. So what the deal is with them is they will take every dime that they can get hold of, in a way.
Now, I think you asked the question in the last meeting, what happens if they don't get it all this time around?
Yes.
They keep raising
and they do.
Estimate.
They do.
They can put it all in, right?
Yes. And
go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So when they presented last year, when we donate to that project, does the city have any control or vote on the design of the project?
One of you two want to speak to that?
Because I had, some of it seemed questionable to me.
So one thing, can I just real quick? Last year, we didn't give the Rotary Club any money. And I don't think we did the year before.
I think you did.
Did we?
Yes, it's only 1 year.
Did we miss 1 year? Okay, I couldn't remember if it was one or two. But we have given them significant amount of money in the last 7 years. Is it seven? I believe it's 7 years. So, sorry.
No, you're great. So, yes, they've received rap tax money above $600,000 in past years. And so what they do is they fundraise, they grant. So this year, I think Sue said they got $200,000 mm-hmm. from a grant, which is great. We do have some say in the design. They are consulting with us a lot with, especially the playground pieces that we have our connection with our manufacturers who we use. Okay. That has to meet the safety requirements okay. and meets all those things. They're doing a few pieces on their own in the water feature, a pivot and some water table and some of those things. They've consulted with us and we've gone through our risk management aspects and all those kind of things. So they do work with us.
They do. Okay.
We have a relationship.
You approve
they're
of
great.
What they
yeah.
do. Okay.
We are, you know, happy to have them move forward. We think it's a phase project because it requires so much money, but we are happy to go to those phases because the next phase we're really working for is the all abilities phase. It's a playground that will
yeah.
that will serve that aspect in that community, which benefits Cedar City, which benefits everyone. We feel like we need it in a park. So there's those things that they do work with us and
okay.
we have a relationship.
And you, yeah, okay. That was my only question.
Yep.
How involved are you? Okay.
They put a piece in like the gazebo. That wasn't us. That was somebody that wanted to donate,
okay.
donate that and those kind of things. But we picked out the playground that
okay.
we put in. We'll help with the
okay. all
abilities, those kind of things.
So I just to kind of touch on that a little bit, because I know a little, but I don't know a lot or everything. So oftentimes one of the reasons that we need to consult with the city with leisure services is because we have to maintain that, and the idea more and more is that we try to get even in what we have. The skate park is a great example in my opinion. So when was it first put in, do you recall? Did it go for 22 years, 21?
20 plus, yeah. 2001 maybe.
Okay, so maybe 23 years. So it lasted quite a long time, but the stuff that was purchased and put in, is it a 30-year? Didn't we talk about that it was 30-year lifespan?
Our current?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our current is, yes. So we do that. Ron's exactly right, because the playground that we put in is for 25 years. So we always look at warranties. Mm. We can call Big T, and if something breaks, they send us a new one.
Okay.
So we look for those aspects in rotary projects and those kind of funding projects. We, as leisure, need to put in those things that we can maintain, and we found out there's a lot of things that are above our maintenance, but the company's warranty, so it still serves us really well.
Well, and it's not in just that. I think there's some stuff out design Diamond Z in the last few years that I've been involved that Scott's tried to do that same thing.
Yep.
That it's more of a long-lasting, we work towards something that the city doesn't have to mow every week.
Or fix,
yeah. So, I mean, just that's one of the things that we're really trying to work towards is more maintenance-free.
You're correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think we are to the point. It's up to you. Go ahead.
Robert. One quick clarification. All of these pieces of playground equipment and water features that the Rotary Club's putting in, they become city property, right?
They do.
Okay.
Yep.
Why do we want good stuff?
And that's why they kind of would, I don't want to put it in a bad, that's why they kind of want to have control over what they do. So.
And for liability reasons.
Liability.
Because we do require a lot of softer edges than the average person building something in their garage will build.
I'm really disappointed that we don't have the merry-go-round that you hang on and you fly off. I mean, what a great part of our East Elementary growing up and the city park. Come on.
The rope and tire.
And you
anything.
Childhood, Ron.
So... not that we need to keep going on. I've had the discussions just the last few days because, you know, I would make my kids wear shorts, go down the metal slide July 24th just to, so that they knew what I grew up with. So, you know, I mean, you have to do some things that. So, all right, we need a motion. Oftentimes the chair really doesn't do that.
What are we motioning?
So, determine if you have something that you agree with. We'll make our recommendation, and we can go from there. I mean, I can tell you what I feel. And then, so I think, in my opinion, of course, that's why I put it in that way, 583-355 for leisure services, the Rotary Club receiving $143,796, and the Trap Club receiving $10,788.28. Those are the recommendations that I would go with.
So you've got leftover.
We have leftover 70,000 and point oh, so not even a whole penny. Somehow, I don't know.
You're left over there. That's not a decimal. So you got $70,007 left.
Oh,
over.
Okay. I was thinking. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, I would agree with all of that, except I would probably take some of that excess and put it into the Rotary.
Okay.
There we go.
Could you take some of that excess and put it into leisure services to purchase pool equipment?
Do we have enough information to know that?
I can be quite frank, and that would be the only way to do that. Because I told Megan, everything that we set in our application, it's allocated to go somewhere else.
Right.
So, and in this process, do we have to have forehand or foreknowledge of this is what we're going to do with it, Randall, before we say here's where the money's going?
It doesn't spell that out. It just strongly implies it, right? Because you've got an application, and then we make a recommendation based on that application. Now, I want to be careful on how I say that. The Arts Board actually did move a little bit of money from kind of from one group to another because they didn't think it was appropriate for the RAP Board to be paying for what would be kind of a private benefit.
Sure.
But there are arts groups that we fund, including one that was on the list, that's exactly their job. And so they actually shifted. Instead of giving a gentleman $500 or $1,000, they gave it to one of the arts groups who then gave it to him. I guess you could follow a similar theory. I'm coming back to the same question, which is, do we know how much any of those things would be at this point? That's where I'd have a bigger struggle. Like, if we don't even know how much that would be,
okay,
then I don't know how we justified it all.
So kind of give you some history on how Leisure Services puts their application in. We know exactly to the dollar what that asphalt trail will be.
Right.
So we know exactly what Anthony's equipment will be. So we don't pad it on that, and we've gotten our quotes, and that's the money we asked for, and that's why I told her every dollar is allocated to the things that we've already gotten quotes on and investigated.
So. Yes.
Yep.
We can't say, well, we can take $10,000 off the asphalt trail because we need that to finish the trail. So.
Well, I was just saying, in addition to.
Correct. That's the only way that would happen. You're right.
Yeah, and for mine, it was just, do we know how much those things are? That's the scary part is that we don't want to just. I'm not worried about Kenny spending money he doesn't need, but that would be the question: is do we know how much those items are?
Your contractors that gave you those prices, how long do they hold those for?
We have a blanket contract with Ashdown for the trail and stuff, so they're kind of waiting for this meeting. They'll hold those prices till they know the aspects that we go through until July 1 when we get things allocated. Yep. So they hold those quotes for for that time period and kind of carve out. The hard part about the asphalt trail and those things is they kind of carve out some time on their end for projects. So we have them on speed dial to kind of move them along. We, as Ron knows, Leisure Services doesn't sit on their money very long.
No.
It goes out the door.
and they do use it for what they say they do. It never deters from, every last penny goes to what they say they do. So. Okay.
So I would make a motion that we use Ron's with additional money to the Rotary, however much everybody is comfortable with.
Okay. Frank, do you have an opinion? Maybe.
Yeah. Like I said, being thrown into this equation.
Sure, exactly.
It's hard. I do think the Rotary could use the extra money that's left over.
Okay.
They do good things with it. So I would second that.
Okay. So if we did $583,355 to Leisure Services with Cedar City, we did $10,000.
All right. Move too fast.
Sorry.
I'm not getting a summary on that one. Seven.
So it'd be 200 and...
There we go.
Nine, yeah. So if we add 70,000 to 143,796...
$213,000.
I don't know why that's not... updating. Oh, that's, hold on.
Wow, you're giving them a lot of money there. I
just got to correct that so it's using the right calculator. Well, that's why I'm just, if you go zero, we make sure that it has the right calculations in here. So it's subtracting I-27, H-27. So if you're just looking at the numbers you've already agreed on for Leisure Services and Trap Club, that's your total. This is what's left over.
$213,000.
Yeah. So if your goal was just to give them everything that's left,
it'd be $213,000 and some change.
Format those so they look more like money. So that would be including down to the penny.
Okay.
You can modify, just so you know, a lot of times with arts, they'll round up or down a dollar. So you could say Trap Club goes to 789 and Rotary goes to 802.
I think let's do that.
So assuming I haven't messed up any of those.
Okay.
That's what your totals would be if your goal is to hit zero and give the Rotary the remainder. But again, okay. Your motion, I'm just doing math.
Okay.
Badly, but I'm doing math.
Okay, I believe Robert made a motion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Okay, so do we need to take a roll call vote, or do we have a just a... So all in favor?
Aye.
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 None opposed? So, okay. We'll go with that. Now, I do believe that all these things are good things. I wish we could fund them all. Somehow that's not the way it works.
So before you adjourn, Ron, there is a second part for this year for Parks and Rec. There are two requests for use of preservation and restoration funds.
Okay.
One from Leisure Services, one from SUU.
Okay.
There's no, again, requirement that you have to spend every bit of it. It's just simply a question of whether you want to use it. The downside I have on this one is I do not know what is currently sitting in there.
We think it's...
You spend it already? Last year. Oh, but there's no more for this year? Okay, so you did get it to zero?
From this year, there isn't. We used it all last year.
Okay, well, then never mind. It may not matter.
Okay.
I will get those numbers verified with Terry before we get to council.
Okay.
Just so we know. But if it's at zero, yeah, I don't know where you get with it otherwise.
Okay.
There was a change 2 years ago that they stopped adding to that preservation fund, I think.
I thought we kind of...
We did with arts. That's what I'm trying to see. Hold on, let me...
I thought we...
Ours is still 10%.
Well, shouldn't you have 10% in there from this year then?
This year, the 80 is available.
Okay. Right. So that's why you did the 87.95?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Never mind. So it's not... It's zero from last year. This year, you would have 10% of the budget you're seeing over here.
Correct.
So 80,079.46.
So these are additional funds, not additional.
They are funds you have not just allocated. The two-thirds that goes to parks and recreation, 10% of that is held on to for preservation and restoration.
Right, and I thought we established it that way in a city council session, didn't we? So that it stays there for when those things come up?
Like for redoing asphalt and park discovery.
Okay.
All those restoration.
Okay.
Yeah, so the way it's written in the ordinance, of the one-third allocations for recreation and parks, which is really two-thirds, 10% shall be budgeted in a preservation replacement fund for recreation and parks. And then I think... Back to your definitions. I think we define that one, if I remember correctly. Or maybe not. There we go.
Can I ask you? Maybe he's here sitting in there? Because they don't always use it.
Oh. And you can ask. Just make sure your microphone's on.
Ken, do you know if previous years are still sitting there or it's always been pulled every single year?
Or did you just zero it out last year?
Yeah, that.
So last year we zeroed it out for the park discovery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a humongous renovation. So that's why we use the exact amount to ask for the renovation for whether it goes towards the asphalt side or toward park discovery this year.
So assume zero other than 10% that's there. And again, so this is the definition. You're aiming for preservation, replacement, city-owned cultural facilities or city-owned recreational facilities, which is what you're dealing with, would otherwise qualify.
Okay, so we have the opportunity here to give leisure services, or if you so desire, I think where the disc golf is on Cedar City's property, did that mean it could qualify? Or does that mean?
It could qualify. The complaints that you guys have had is unrelated to the legal side of this. It's more related to, are we getting what we bargained for in that contract?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
If we want to waive what our benefit was in a contract, the city's legally allowed to do that. It may or may not be wise, but you could.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we do have another issue right here.
Quick clarification.
Yes.
Where is this 80,000 coming from?
So it is still part of RAP tax money. So a couple years ago, I believe it was 2 years ago, through the city council, we discussed that we need to start setting aside some money, and this really came to be because some people feel the Heritage Center needs funds set aside to renovate it sometime down the road. So as that was talked about, one of the things that RAP tax money can be used for is renovation or maintenance of city properties, specifically owned by the Cedar City Corporation, which in essence is owned by the people of Cedar City. So there was in that, are you going to help me with this, Ken?
I'll help Frank. I think I can help Frank. So the golf course clubhouse roof, was done out of this funding.
And the speaker.
Correct. It's a preservation and restoration. So it is part of the, it's a percent, 10% of that 800 total that we always use to redo existing facilities.
Okay. And so it kind of, go ahead.
The budget's 807. Where's the 10% coming out of? That's what I'm lost with here.
It was set aside before that. It was taken out. That's the first thing that's taken off the top.
Okay, so the 807 is the residue after
that. What's out, what's left after that.
Yeah. So your overall two-thirds would have been almost 900,000.
Got it.
You took out 10%.
Okay.
It's clear as mud now.
So our options are to let it sit for a future project.
Correct.
Or to give it to the to SUU or to Leisure Services. For what project?
I believe Leisure Services has to do whatever whatever preservation we can for Discovery Park. Not renovation, because we've already, we're working on that, and that is an ongoing project. With SUU, with the disc golf area, there's platforms, there's stuff, I'm trying to think the exact name of it, that helps so that it keeps the safe areas for not sloughing off with the dirt. I'm trying to think of what they were actually calling that.
Terracing.
Okay, so that would go to preservation of things that they already have in there. It would not go for running the facility, basically. So
who has access to that?
Anybody who shows up.
Yeah.
That
it's open to the community.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm doing lots of up-downs today. So in the application, I want to make it clear as mud, as he said. This year, our preservation ask is for the asphalt trail. So we have allocated money asked for as the regular wrap tax, but then supplemented it with this ask to meet the total amount of redoing the trail.
So this money would go still to...
to the trail.
The trail,
these
not
are
to...
to the trail. Not would, to Park Discovery, which we have already allocated its amount in the application.
Okay, I see. All right.
I've marked that on your screen so you can see how it on their application.
Okay. Okay, so this their preservation money would continue with the trail, and that goes from... how far up the canyon? Does it go
the bridge
to Bicentennial Park?
So I'm confused. So you, like Ashdown's waiting to start this project, and if you don't get the additional funds, you don't move forward?
So they are waiting to hear so they can schedule it. And if we don't get all the funds, we'll just have to pull a section of the trail off to equate what that negative would be.
What they can do.
And the total is?
Total would be around 215,000 to do from Bicentennial Park all the way up to the canyon.
Yeah. And would that be taken off at the top part of that trail?
I'd probably walk it and see which one is the best.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking, and I hate to admit this, I've walked the trail, and I don't think I've ever made it to the top. And
okay. Yeah. So I would do a foot assessment and decide which where that cutoff would be.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Do we want to have a little discussion on this?
Yeah.
I think that the SU thing is good. I would really like to see the completion of the trail. Not that I have any. I want to give you my thoughts on this. So I have a business that's just off of Industrial Road. I have dealt with that project for about 7 months, I believe it is. And as that has gone in, with part of the road expansion, there is a trail that hook. There's a trail that hooks to that. That it runs along Industrial Road. It runs from 300 West to what we call Airport Road. And I thought, you know what? All the traffic on this thing, this trail is a waste. When we first started that, I thought, this is a waste. It's totally and completely, who's going to use that? So I don't travel that road often. I travel it early in the morning, probably 5:30 every day, most every day, not Sundays. And then, like today, I've made 4 trips on there. Continually in the last, since it's been complete, which is about 2.5 weeks, we haven't really had it. They just done the last striping on Friday of last week. And so I don't know, just a little bit. I used to be a big cyclist. I still would if I wasn't as old and if I had time. I need to get back to it because I need it. So I never rode on trails. I didn't like that. I would brave it, ride down the side of the road, all over. I've ridden a lot of places. But as I have watched this trail come this morning, I made my little grandson ride his bike from 400 West to my shop. In that, there was 6 individuals walking along there both ways. In the early morning hours, I have seen more people than I ever thought I would on that trail already. I believe the trail system in Cedar City, one of the things that we need to do, and I'll be probably held to this very highly, we've talked about expanding it. We've tried to. It's hard. It's a hard thing to get property to do. It's a hard thing for that. But I really think that we need to complete this trail from beginning to end. Resurface it, redo it. I know literally some of the, I think most of this is a resurfacing project, but some of it is not. Some of it is tear out and redo. I mean, that's how I think you explained when you came. That would be my suggestion, is that we complete that trail. I don't have anything against the disc golf, but I think that in this situation, that benefits all of our city. So more so than I thought. There's more people on these trails day in and day out than I think, than I really know.
I have one more question. So I also cycle, and there's a section of trail that follows the creek that is so bad that it's like clunk, clunk. It's horrible to ride on. Are you redoing that one?
I think you're referring to root damage is probably what you're referring to. Yeah, so they will be anywhere there is root damage, so ripples, cut it out. They're going to cut back the trees. We're going to kill the trees that cause that damage,
right, okay.
And relay, and also key in sections back into concrete that meets concrete so it's a more flush connection, just to smooth the whole thing back out. There are several sections along the trail that the roots from trees have just demolished. And okay. So
you had a couple of pictures of that in your application.
I did.
Did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just for fun, I have one more question for you.
Sir.
Any idea how many people use that trail?
Oh.
I couldn't give you an exact number, but it goes everything from daily commuters to work to people working out to fundraisers, and it's utilized every week on a morning run that starts at West Canyon Park. Dozens of people are there every week doing that, so you're looking at thousands for sure. It's utilized for events from bike races to 5Ks, 10Ks, the half marathon, Cedar City half marathon, and everything like that. So
okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I motion that we use it for that.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second that.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? So there's our recommendations from the RAP Tax Board for the money allocated through the RAP Tax Program. Okay. Anything else we need to discuss? So a motion to, do we even need to do a motion to adjourn?
No, as soon as one of you leaves, we're done.
All right, let's go.
Get out of here.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the trail system is the most used asset.
It's used a lot.
That's what I'm always worried about.